Sugar. Government has put on the spot sugar millers in the Western region over failure to adhere to zoning of harvest of cane. Western Regional Commissioner Arungu Macharia told the management of 7 sugarcane milling factories operating in the region that the government is keenly monitoring the situation. He directed all parties to ensure they follow the rules and adhere to Memorandum of Understanding, MOU, signed by the millers on the 16th of January this year in order to guarantee crop development. Speaking during stakeholders' meeting in Kakamega, Mr. Arungu said the arrangement, which is meant to ensure millers operate within their capacities supported by mature cane harvesting, has of late been ignored. Under the arrangement, sugarcane farmers have been segmented in 5 major regions in the country, with Mumias, Earl Pitto and Busia sugar factories falling under the lower western region, while West Kenya, Batali, Nzoia and Naitiri sugar factories grouped in the upper western region. During the meeting convened by the Western Regional Security Team and attended by the management of all the sugar milling factories, the Agricultural and Food Authority, AFA, officials and sugarcane farmers, cane poaching and harvesting of immature cane come out as the most prevalent vice in the sector. Sugar stakeholders during the meeting convened by the Western Regional Security Team in Kakamega Town. The meeting attended by the management of all the sugar milling factories, the Agricultural and Food Authority, AFA, officials and sugarcane farmers, cane poaching and harvesting of immature cane come out as the most prevalent vice in the sector. Photo by Moses Wekesa. Cane poaching arises when a miller contracts farmers and supports them in growing sugarcane that they can only sell the cane to them. However, another miller approaches the farmers and buys the cane. In an earlier meeting held on the 16th of January this year, it was resolved that all millers must respect existing farmer-millers contracts and desist from breaches of those contracts. The regional commissioner, however, raised concern that the breaches have contributed greatly to harvesting of immature cane and that it was likely to escalate to conflict. Government has no intention to stop cane milling as it did for 3 months between July and November last year, but we want to see you self-regulate yourselves or we move in, warned the regional commissioner. The meeting also resolved that there will no harvesting of cane at night or transportation after 8 p.m. and that offenders will be firmly dealt with by the security apparatus. The regional police commander Kiprona Langat said the police will enforce the order and apprehend those found flouting the rules in the sugar sector. Speaking at the forum, the director of the Sugar Directorate of Jude Chesare said that the government has approved 600 million shillings for seed cane development. He, however, raised concerns that gains made in the sector may be hampered by indiscipline being witnessed, but said AFA will enforce rules as agreed by all the sugar milling factories across the country. Western Regional Commissioner Arungu Macharia speaking at a sugar stakeholders meeting held in Kakamega. He directed the management of 7 sugarcane milling factories operating in the region that the government will be forced to intervene in the sugar sector if failed to self-regulate in management of harvesting of cane. During the meeting convened by the Western Regional Security Team and attended by the management of all the sugar milling factories, the Agricultural and Food Authority, AFA, officials and sugarcane farmers, cane poaching and harvesting of immature cane come out as the most prevalent vice in the sector. Photo by Moses Wekesa.